It's fascinating to watch what people are drawn to. Also, when you said that, you reminded me in the beginning when I felt like I was disappearing from the planet. Still, when I came home and made that first show, I was actively losing my sight a little bit every day, like a curtain drawing across my eyes. I used to think of it as a black velvet curtain from a theater. I translated everything into poetic terms. So it wasn't just I was going blind. It was definitely one of those old-fashioned theater curtains drawn with a big gold braided rope around it. That was what was closing. So I felt later on I would feel something else from that closure, and I'll mention that if you want me to. But the thing that I felt compelled to do, no matter whom I photographed or what, I needed to include myself in at least one of the shots from every session. And if it was my hand near a vase or my figure leaning against Kathy, or I just had to make people realize that I was still here because I felt like I was disappearing. And I hung this up, and those are when John Wessel and Billy O'Connor and I go through the paperwork every year and we look at the 40 prints. It's always the self-portraits that sell the most, not the nudes, not the still life, not the landscapes, nothing. It's just people seem to sense something. I haven't really finished digesting it yet. But at first I thought, oh, John, you shouldn't make another self-portrait, or if you do, don't show them. But people really wait to see where I'm at each year.
What
And
was
that,
this? What was the second thing that you said was when you felt that?
the surprise of feeling invisible. You would think that because you're sitting across the table from me and I have absolutely no idea what you look like, and the only thing I know is that you have a tie on and you have white on your shoulders. I can't see your face. You'd think I would think you were invisible. I feel like I'm not here. Like I'm just gone. So last year and the year before, I made a bunch of spirit pictures. Dwayne Michaels was a hero and is a hero, and I'm proud to say a friend of mine. Now, he did a lot of beautiful spirit photography in the 70s, in the late 60s, which I ingested fully while I was in school. So I went on and I made my own, which were pretty different. I've done what everyone should do, artist or not, and I expressed how I was feeling to everyone I could. And I got my point across, and I don't feel so much like an invisible creature rambling around on my farm. So that it was extremely helpful, and it's something that anyone can do with anything, no matter what they do. Like, keeping those scary feelings inside will destroy your immune system. So, much to my friends and family's horror, sometimes I talk incessantly. But it really takes the place of my sight a lot of the time. What I'm not seeing, I speak about. And that really helps me very much. So that would have been the second part, is getting rid of that feeling of being invisible through making pictures of what I felt like.